Okay, great. Can I have you both just to start off with, give me your full names and your titles as you'd like to be credited.
Sure. I am John Lear, the President and CEO of Parkinson's Foundation.
And I'm Christina Carinas, and I'm living with Parkinson's.
Okay, thank you both so much. To start off with, let's start with John and then go to Christina and just tell me a little bit about the importance of having April as Parkinson's Awareness Month and having this dedication to raise awareness to this condition, to this disease.
Sure, thank you. So Parkinson's disease affects 1 million Americans and 10 million individuals worldwide. It is a disease that is a degenerative, progressive neurological disorder. It is most noticeable through people having problems with their walking, their gait, rigidity, a resting tremor, but there's a whole series of other issues related to pain, anxiety, depression that people with Parkinson's also have. So because so many people have the disease and because it's increasing in our population, we want to make sure that people know that there are great resources out there through our foundation, and can be accessed on our website, parkinson.org. But that you can also live well with Parkinson's and live an active and very fulfilling life, as I'm sure Christina will be happy to tell you about.
And
Yeah,
Christine?
I think it's really. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. Go ahead.
No, I just think it's really important for people to bring awareness to the disease, you know, especially with someone at 33 years old like me when I was diagnosed. I have a long life to live with this disease. And the more we talk about it, the more we can learn about it, and the more we can, you know, God willing, one day have a cure.
And Christina, I'd like to ask you first. Have you, as you're living with this condition, have you encountered any challenges, any problems in terms of seeking treatment? And do you think that your condition could be better managed in the future, you know, as we're looking for a cure?
I think finding a diagnosis was very difficult, and I think for me, my defining moment between, you know, diagnosis and people just telling me we're not really sure what it is was that I went to see a specialist. People who are demonstrating symptoms of the disease, I think it's really beneficial to see a movement disorder specialist. But if I'm being honest with you, I trust my doctors now that I have this diagnosis wholeheartedly. He is so receptive of any input that I give, and he really lets me take the lead with my, you know, my treatments. And I really appreciate that about him because, like I said, you know, when you're 33, you have a long life to live with this, and he really lets me take charge. But no, since diagnosis, I've never encountered a difficult moment
Right,
with him.
that's awesome. And John, is that something you've encountered as far as like difficulty with diagnoses? And are you seeing maybe improvement in that field? And maybe improvement in practices as far as like on the GP front or with observation of symptoms?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question. I think one of the things our foundation does is train healthcare professionals across the board from PTs, OTs, nurses, physicians, to understand that Parkinson's is an idiosyncratic disease. That is, no two people have the same type of disease. And, you know, there are what we call movement disorder specialists. Those are neurologists who have extra training to care for people with movement disorders like Parkinson's. But the vast majority of people in the United States are cared for by non-movement disorder specialists, that is community-based neurologists and primary care physicians. So we want to make sure that we're reaching them and that they're best informed about the most recent, best clinical practices out there to care for people and to help them through their disease journey. So education and training, both at the professional healthcare level and at the patient and caregiver level, are really important to us at the foundation.
And once again, Christine, I'd like to start with you. What are some of the most effective treatments available right now as far as making this disease more manageable, more comfortable to live with? And John, what are we, John, afterward, and Christina, you can talk about this as well, but, you know, what are we seeing as far as development, if you know?
Well, for me personally, I think what's been the best combination for me, and everything changes daily, but on the most days, a combination of levodopa, exercise, good sleep, and healthy eating is basically what I need to get through a day solidly. I box as many times as I can during a week, and that's really the one thing that gets my body up and moving, and it gets the brain and the body connecting the way I'd, you know, hope that it would without having to be so intense with my workouts. But it really helps, and again, also the levodopa that I take daily is really, really beneficial to my, you know, success in a day.
Yeah, boxing. That sounds really cool. Yeah, John, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say, so I think Christina hit it on the head. She's, you know, she's doing all the things you can and should do to live well with Parkinson's. She's taking her medications. She's exercising. Boxing has become a huge thing in the Parkinson's world in many ways because most people have never boxed, and so it's a great thing to retrain your brain to do something that you've never done before. You build new muscle memory from it. And then, you know, staying really active and having a terrific care network and support network, which, you know, Christina, I'm looking at her husband who's sitting outside the office, who's just been terrific, and she's got a wonderful family that supports her every day, and that's really important to living well with Parkinson's.
Great. Thank you guys so much. One other thing I want to get to before we wrap up is I want to talk a little bit about the Moving Day fundraiser. I know there's going to be one event in Alabama, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to get this on the air before that particular event occurs, but I just want to ask about the importance of having a fundraiser event like that and what that fundraiser goes toward.
Yeah, so our Moving Day events, we have 40 plus of those walks around the country. They do a number of things. One, they raise awareness for Parkinson's. Two, they raise funds to support local hospitals that we work with, to support research, to support care, education, training, everything you would expect the Parkinson's Foundation to do, our Moving Day walks help. But there's something else about Moving Day that's so important, and it's in the title, Moving Day. You know, for people with Parkinson's to live well, they need to move. They need to be active. They need to exercise. So a lot of walks are great for raising awareness and funding, but Moving Day has an extra special benefit for people with Parkinson's because it gets them out and walking and being active. And so that's one of the reasons why we're so excited for it. That's why we call it Moving Day, and that's why so many people come out and come out to participate in it, because it really has that extra benefit for them.
And just to wrap up, I kind of want to ask you both, with you know, an eye toward Parkinson's Awareness Month, what are you hoping to see in the near to medium term future in terms of research and in terms of awareness, you know, around this this disease and treating it and managing it and, you know, hoping to find a cure?
Well, in terms of research, we're pushing on all fronts. You know, we'd like to find therapies that help people control their symptoms today. While we also work on therapies that ultimately halt, prevent, and cure the disease. You know, Parkinson's is a complex disease for sure. It has many, many different symptoms associated with it, both motor and non-motor. So we're working every day to advance therapies, both that can be, you know, both clinical therapies and medical therapies. And our ultimate goal is to ensure that Christina, who's only 34 years old, can live a long life, but someday hopefully stop and reverse her Parkinson's.
And Christina, how about you?
I think for me it's more of a personal note, and you know, with Parkinson's, you have a long life ahead of you with it, and I just take it as like baby steps, and anybody who is newly diagnosed or living with this disease, just so that they can learn that they're not alone, that there's so many people here to support you, and that there's a really, really great community that's going to embrace you and walk you through this journey.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Is there anything else either one of you wants to add that you want to make sure that, you know, we might have glossed over or missed that you want to make sure we include in our coverage?
Yeah, just, you know, our website, Parkinson.org, and our helpline, 800-4-PD-INFO. People can go to both of those and get the most up-to-date and most accurate information about Parkinson's disease.
All right, fantastic. Thank you both so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.